I'm joined in studio by Grace Willens. How are you, Grace?
Hey, Pat, how are you?
Not bad. Now, you normally come in and talk to Pat Guerin on Mondays about interculturalism. Is that correct?
That's true.
Well, you're going to do an update for us. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, and you have to inform me now, as you do, about the subject matter, because I have to admit to being a little ignorant of it.
No worries. And I bet, Pat, actually, once we get talking, you realise you know more than you think you do.
Okay. Hopefully.
When I do these updates with Pat Guerin, it's usually just talking a bit about the project that I'm running.
Right.
But other issues always come up, and, you know, people relate to interculturalism in different ways. So feel free to jump in whenever you have any thoughts. But to let you know how the project is running at the moment, it's going quite well. We've got a program coming out tonight. As you know, Culture Shots programs run every Monday from 6:30 to 7 here on Near FM. And on this week's program, Sudhanshu Verma, one of the new participants in the Intercultural Radio course, speaks to Hailu Netsianwa at the launch of the film Making Ireland Home, Sharing the Stories of Young Migrants. And this film was produced as part of an initiative at the Migrant Rights Centre called M-Power. Mm-hmm. And that's a migrant youth project of the Migrant Rights Centre, where young people get together and talk about the challenges they face, such as racism, access to third level education, fees, and different issues. And then also, in that same program, you'll hear an interview with me speaking to Luke Kasuanga, the coordinator of the Anti-Racism Network, and Kierna Hackett, who recently organized an Anti-Racism Network art exhibition to benefit the organization. So those are two interesting interviews to look out for tonight. And on Culture Shots the following week, next Monday, Sinéad Budai, who was a participant in the last program, we'll be speaking to a presenter at a Kenyan community radio station about how they've used community radio to unite tribes. So I think that's quite an interesting approach to radio, and it's had great benefits for them. And other than that, in the project, we're approaching week 5 of the second intercultural radio course.
Right.
And some of the participants have already completed their studio assignments and their portable recorder assignments, which is a great delight to me. So we might get things done well before the country shuts down at the holidays.
Can I just ask
you? Yeah, go for it.
What you do then, from what I'm hearing, is you coordinate the project, but people from other cultures in respect to the media here, is that it?
Yeah.
And community media in particular, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically like, I think if you look at community media, it's kind of correcting an imbalance in the media in that, you know, areas like Coolock, maybe you never hear a positive word about them in the media. So we're trying to show the other side. I mean, there are a lot of imbalances community media tries to correct. This is just another angle, the fact that, you know, Ireland, 10% of Ireland is migrants. But we don't seem to be represented in the newsrooms. Mm-hmm. Don't get much positive coverage in the news. So I guess this project is attempting to be and corrective in that sense.
Yeah.
To try and correct that imbalance. So yeah, that's what I do. I coordinate our approach to doing that, which is running training courses, facilitating this intercultural series, and bringing people in and trying to create the conditions so that they want to stay.
So it's working quite well for you. You're happy anyway with the results so far.
Yeah, it's funny. We're meeting our targets.
Yeah.
But like, exactly.
Who set these targets?
We set them for ourselves along with our funders, who are Pubble. They administer funding on behalf of the European Union. Mm. So we said we'd do A, B, C, D. And like, it's great that we're meeting those. Those are working towards something we want to do as a station.
Yeah.
But in terms of looking at how, you know, our station is integrating, how our station is understanding interculturalism, how much we prioritize and value that, that's a little trickier to measure. And we don't necessarily have funding to measure all those things, but they're interesting to look at, and I hope that I'm making a positive contribution to the community as a whole.
Okay, and you have a contract for this particular position, you do?
Yeah, I mean, this project will be going until April 2013. We just got a little project extension. And
is the funding in place for it, Grace?
Yeah, until 2013, yeah, I'll be here. Yeah, I should be, unless something more appealing comes along and I run off. Hope nobody in the front heard that.
Well, I mean, you're entitled to say what you feel like saying. It's a community radio station.
Sure.
It's democratic.
Might as well be honest.
Why not? Yeah. Well, you may be, are you will you be still in Ireland? I mean, just moving away from what you're doing. Will you be still here for the Christmas holidays, or will you go home to America?
Yeah, actually neither. I tend to get away just because the winter gets me down so much.
Right.
So I save and save all year. Mm. And my partner and I did this last year. We went away to Egypt on a cheap package holiday.
Right.
So we just got two cheap tickets to get away in December. So I will be in Havana.
Oh.
Knocking back Cuba Libras on the beach.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the plan for me anyway.
Right. So you wouldn't be of the traditional mind where it's snow and that sort of thing. That wouldn't appeal to you for Christmas, would it?
Yeah, I love the snow and everything, but we have an interfaith relationship. My partner's Irish Catholic and I'm half Buddhist and half Jewish. So, you know, sometimes for the religious holidays, we just say, we'll not go through the hairy stuff of that. And sometimes I really enjoy being with his family at Christmas, but it's nice to do something
different. We've got to get off that subject, because in case they are listening out somewhere, say, well, that's not what you're supposed to be talking about at all.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's getting too early in the year for that sort of thing anyway. Okay,
sure.
Okay, but you're progressing well anyway in the job, and it's you're happy with the results. So I think I asked you that already.
Yeah, I actually think my job is really a lot of fun and really interesting and stimulating, and I love the intercultural groups that I work with. I mean, it can get really challenging.
Yeah, the groups are enjoying doing what they're doing, are they?
I hope so. We just got our midway course feedback.
Yeah,
and we did get quite high ratings, around 8s and 9s on every aspect of the course, but. Yeah, it's we get into really hairy issues sometimes. Sometimes talking about racism can be really difficult, and different issues that come up. But I think we work through them, and we try to end every training on a positive note. So
are they experiencing a lot of racism?
Yeah, some days I'll have people come into the course and they've just been harassed on the bus, or you know, there are people who've actually had physical injuries, like teeth knocked out. Yeah, and I think it's a side of Dublin that a lot of people don't see. I mean, I hear a lot of people saying, like, oh, everybody gets abuse, but there's a very specific kind of abuse regarding a part of yourself that is inherent, that you were born with, that you can't change. And I think it's really unfortunate, and perhaps a lot of people don't see that and don't know.
Would you say, in your experience, that it's on the increase or... not?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, some of the people have been, the abuse they got was like years ago. It is changing. And I think that's why a project like this is so crucial, because we don't entirely know where things are going with the economy. The worse it gets, the more tempting it is to find a scapegoat. And often migrants are that scapegoat. So I think we have an opportunity here to really talk about what's going on and try to work through it as a community and as a country. I can't say at the moment whether it's on the increase, but I think there was recently a study from the Immigrant Council of Ireland that was monitoring racist incidents. And it's actually quite difficult. There is a European monitoring mechanism, but it's hard to tell, because so many racist incidents aren't actually... like, how can you measure something that's not reported if you're an illegal immigrant?
I'd say there's a undocumented, high proportion of them that would not be reported. Do you agree?
Yeah, if you're undocumented, it would not be ideal to go to the guards and report something for fear that you'll be thrown out of the country, deported.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think we're going to have to leave it there. I'm sorry that's on a negative note, but...
No, it's grand. Thank you for having me in today, Pat. I appreciate
it. Continue with the good work, Grace.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.